Hello there, friend. Welcome to Start Early Today, your daily dose of mindfulness, positivity, and lightness. How's it going in your world? It's good that you found time to sit and listen, or maybe you're doing an activity, a chore, a task that embodies your identity. But let us remember that we are so much bigger than all of these roles and all of these doings and all of these achievements and all of the past and future. In one deep resonant breath, we can tap into infinitude. We can tap into eternity. And at the same time, we relax the body. Feel free to relax the feet, the limbs, the torso, the shoulders most especially, and be mindful of the posture. Make the spine straight and make the shoulders relaxed, and also the point in between the eyebrows, and project a calm smile. And meditate into what is, apart from what we think things should be, that things are just the way they are, leaving things as they should be, without our infringement or intervening. Things happen in their own accord without much of our participation. When help is needed, it will be so obvious, and we shall just move naturally without even thinking about it. So, we can observe the mind as it thinks. It shall present scenarios of past and future situations. It shall invite you to embody emotions. But in your quiet stillness, dedicated practice, you are unmoved by these constructs. These are just mere stories that the mind presents. It is its behavior. It is a help if we use it properly. But if we entangle with it all day long, and if we entertain each and every thought, we are bound to burn out and go neurotic and erratic and stressed. So mastery of the mind is a very good priority for it. It is attached to all of your doings, on how you portray and perform your day. It is very well connected to how you build yourself up. It is very well connected to how you spend your time. So in moments of silence like this, raising the awareness, creating that space between the invitation to react and respond and do, to just being here. Maybe just becoming a witness for a dedicated amount of time. Witnessing yourself thinking. For thoughts pass if attention is not put into it. Where we put our attention, it grows. Where you put your attention at, whatever it may be, it grows. So this is the power of awareness and attention. So be mindful on where your where you're putting your attention to. Being a wise discerner of where we put our attention to. Know that all is joy and love, just like nature. Nature has no preference, no good nor evil. It just is evolving, renewing, vanishing. And so are you. The ability to become aware of these things is truly liberating. May we liberate ourselves from the kerfuffle, the nonsense. In your deep breath, you can rise up above and bring the attention towards the sky from up above. Maybe embody the eye of the bird looking down onto a vast landscape. Or even higher, such that the earth appears like a small speck. It's amazing how we can point our awareness to these places and see both the macrocosm and the microcosm. Another good practice is to zoom in into the atomic level or the cellular level. Relax the hands and relax the whole body and go into the atoms of your blood. That is perfectly concocted to supply life force energy to each nerve and for the senses to become so sharp, to receive and to become a sensor, to become a viewer of this magnificent artwork, which is what is right in front of you. So I'd like for us to take a step back and break free from the replays, the loops, the automatic responses of the judging mind. And whenever you feel like you are judging, pointing the finger towards anything outside of you, think of the three fingers pointing back at you. For anything and everything that you observe or you are compelled to judge is something inside of you that have yet to be looked at, that have yet to be processed, that is something that is to be loved. Maybe something in yourself that you have not tended yet, that you have not understood yet, that you have not studied yet. And the immediate response is to condemn and to resent. Sometimes we resent the cards that we are dealt. Are you resenting your place in the world? Well, as long as you're breathing, my friend, there's more good things happening to you than bad. For you to become alive is a very rare statistical ratio. It's very rare. It's a billion times more rare than the lottery, than winning the lottery. So isn't that something to be grateful for? And just to be alive is the purpose of life. And that each moment is complete in and of itself. And whatever you may be going through, know that it is temporary. And it is making you stronger. It is calling forth the stronger part of you, the bigger version of you. Maybe it's asking you to shed some layers that you're addicted to holding on to. Imagine an old crusty jacket or a crummy shirt. Let it go, my friend. Let go of the shoe. Let go of the need for things to be the same. Let go of the need for things to be a certain way. Just here. Just the authentic you. One that is loving, smiling, accepting. The child that has been unscolded, or the child that is let free to play. Okay? So embody that playfulness, creativity, and love and joy and acceptance. Tomorrow is not always guaranteed. Doesn't mean that the world's gonna end. It just means that it's not guaranteed to be the same as today. So become alert and become ready. Thank the sun and appreciate the leaves. And make the body in its optimal capability to bend, twist, and reach and create some beautiful things and lift up others. That's it for today. Thank you for hanging out. If you like these types of hanging out or monologue or satsang or riffing, however you might want to call it, feel free to click subscribe and share with your friends and share with your friends the things that you have learned, that they are not their thoughts and that they are not their sufferings. That sufferings are self-made, are choicefully made. Pain is inevitable. It is just sensory sensation. It's just the senses. It's just your nervous system being vibrated at a high rate towards the brain. But the emotional drama around it can be transcended, can be transversed, can be turned into gold. So whatever you may be going through today, take a deep breath and look at it from another perspective. Maybe use it as a tool. Maybe say or ask, how is this the best thing that ever happened to me? For everything is a blessing in disguise. Everything is just a work in progress. And the incompleteness of this may appear wrong or evil. That makes us wound up and react and correct. But everything is just correcting itself autonomically, automatically, naturally. Like how the bird glides. So let go, be free, do you, have fun, activate, and validate. That's from my Peloton instructor, Alex Toussaint. Shout out. I'm Team Activate, and we always win. Okay, that's it for today. Namaste, spread the good vibes, and subscribe to the Substack. And for the tattoos, it's snowtattoo.com. And my band's gonna go on tour in December, which is so lovely because it's my birthday month and I'm able to share the love of music to new people in new places. It's going to be North Carolina and Georgia. Should be great. So I'm rehearsing the riffs and the music, the guitar. So I'll be wielding that guitar and sharing some, you know, powerful sound to the world in the service of upliftment. Okay, I'm gonna let you go. Feel free to listen to other episodes. And you're doing great, my friend. Keep in touch. Namaste.